No, you're not putting me on the spot. I just say the schedule probably favors right now Northwestern. Northwestern has lost one ball game. I believe Minnesota has lost two. Now, if Minnesota can go on and not be defeated, and Northwestern should lose one, well, then I say that Minnesota has the front seat because they will have played seven ball games, which will give them a 5-2 record to 4-2 for Northwestern.
Well, that's good, Stu. We know that any team that plays Notre Dame, after they finish playing Notre Dame, why, they do come into some pretty tough games later on, in that they do get physically beaten up a bit. Is that going to make quite a difference, do you think, with Northwestern after they play Notre Dame and then they meet Illinois?
No, I think Northwestern is a good, strong football team. I was asked that question in Chicago about 3 or 4 days ago, and I made the statement that I think Northwestern's linebacking is comparable to Notre Dame's. They have three fine linebackers, and we couldn't touch Notre Dame's linebacking. Most teams can't, but I think Northwestern can. Notre Dame is not the type of team that hurts you physically. Notre Dame, you get ready, and your boys work so hard to beat Notre Dame that when they don't accomplish the fact, they're just worn out mentally the next week. And that's what Northwestern's going to have to guard against.
The question often has been asked me, what do you think of the coaching ability of Bernie Bierman?
Well, I'm only a youngster in this game, Babe, as far as coaches go. And Bernie Bierman, of course, has always, in my mind, been a very thorough football coach. I respect him greatly, and I think that if I, as a youngster, could ever beat him, I would feel mighty proud.
Well, you're a wonderful fellow to have on the air here, and Red Mackey and Stu Holcomb, thank you very much for this wonderful interview.
So much for Babe Lavore, our Saturday afternoon coach, and his transcribed chat with Purdue's Red Mackey and Stu Holcomb. One of the top games this afternoon pits Iowa against Illinois. Wally Olson and the orchestra bow musically to these two Big Nine rivals, Iowa and Illinois. So much for the Hawkeyes of Iowa and the Fighting Illini. Now, while we're about it, let's have Bert Hansen and the orchestra kick off with another old favorite, the Stein Song.
Hail the Steins for dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours, drink to the carefree days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always. To the trees, to the sky, to the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the life that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. To the carefree days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
And now let's swing out to Memorial Stadium again, where we pick up Halsey Hall with some last-minute dope. Okay, Halsey, it's all yours.
Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, this time from Memorial Stadium at the University of Minnesota, where we have another sun-drenched afternoon for the battle between Purdue's Boilermakers and Minnesota's Gophers. Now, while that might give you a little false idea, this sun-drenched business, let me tell you that it's quite brisk out here due to a heavy wind. The temperature is decent. It's 47. But the wind is west by northwest from 25 to 35 miles an hour and hitting gusts of 40. And Sig Mickelson just checked for us, and we can find no diminution in the wind until maybe late in the afternoon. Last time the Gophers played Illinois, you know, there was quite a terrific wind blowing, and we were sitting up here like a political expert telling about what would happen when a team got the wind against it. So the Gophers got the wind against it and promptly passed to a touchdown. At that time, it turned out that the wind had lessened. But they say that isn't going to happen this afternoon. However, there are only a few fleecy clouds in the sky, and the Gophers and the Boilermakers have been on the field and disappeared back for their final pregame instructions. The Minnesota band has gone through its maneuvers. We can't give you any music at the present time. They marched out as usual from our left, that's the bowl end of the stadium, and went through the national anthem, a few college songs, and thence to their position down in front of us. But there is a nice sight, ladies and gentlemen, on the field to our right, over by the runway for the two teams to come on the field, the dads of the Minnesota football team lined up there, facing each other, and forming a human overcoated corridor through which the Gophers will run when they come out from the dressing room. And I know that it's too bad for Purdue's Boilermakers that they have to be away from home on Dad's Day. If this game were being played at Lafayette, there'd be Mr. Zalborski and Mr. Adams and a few famous names like that in the Dad's ranks. Of course, Purdue is playing today without Norb Adams, that right halfback who last year, if you'll remember, and I know Paul told you about what a thrilling game that was, there is a missing man named Norb Adams, who was a great right halfback. Zalborski, who had been shifted to fullback part of the time this year by Stu Holcomb, is now tentatively listed to start at left half with Herb Camfield going to full. This would be something similar to the case at Washington. Zalborski only weighs about 169 or 70, but he was playing fullback, and you'll remember how surprised we were when we got out to Seattle late in September and found that the Washington fullback only weighed 165. Under the T formation as employed by these teams, there are many styles, and some of them the fullback can run the ends and does not have to be the bone-crushing type. So it's Purdue and Minnesota at the stadium again. Jules Pearl is giving an announcement over the loudspeaker, and I think today, fans, that the crowd will hit 60,000 again. It seems to be pretty well filling the temporary bleachers to the right, strung along there in front of Cook Hall, and the bleachers down in front. 60,000 is getting to be as common here as 28,000 used to be at Old Northrop Field. And now, right now, the lineups for Purdue at left end, Bob Heck, a 198-pound senior. At left tackle, the redoubtable Phil O'Reilly, a 210-pound senior. At left guard, Bill Horvath, a 198-pound senior. At center, Angelo Carnaghi, a 186-pound senior. Now, you'll notice there were four starters, all starters last year and all seniors. At right guard, we find a sophomore, James Weiser, 198 pounds. At right tackle, Pete Barbolik, a good tackle, 225 pounds, and a senior. And at right end, another senior, Bob Whitmer, 188. So you see the tragedy which enveloped the Boilermakers twice fold when they lost to Notre Dame by 1 point. It was the last chance for all these boys. At quarterback, Bob DeMoss, 177 and a senior. At left half, Harry Zalborski, 169 and a senior. At right half, Steve Mannix, 180 and a senior. And at fullback, Herb Camfield, 184 and a sophomore. For Minnesota, it looks like Bud Grant of Superior at left end, 196. Leo Nomolini from Chicago at left tackle, 250. Gene Fritz from Laverne at left guard, 218. Warren Beeson, the captain from Minneapolis West, 203 at center. Mike Kissel of Minneapolis South, 192 at right guard. Jerry Eckberg of Minneapolis Marshall, 216 at right tackle. And Vern Gagne, 197 of Robbinsdale at right end. At quarterback probably will be Jimmy Molaski from Crosby Ironton. At left half, Billy Bye from Anoka. At right half, Bud Hauskin of Glenwood, and the fullback, Frank Kuzma of Ely. That's the way the tentative lineup is right now. Of course, it's always subject to a change at the quarterback position and at right half and at fullback. Those have been the positions most drastically changed. Bye and Fonts also interchangeable at left half. The line has been more stable, but I think it's a noteworthy thing, and I think it's a very nice thing, ladies and gentlemen, that Bernie Bierman this year has been shifting around, and I think he's probably looking forward to the time when, like the University of Michigan, he will be able to employ two different lines. In other words, one line to play only defensively and the other line to play offensively. As he's remarked in talks and as you've read, this has a benefit because fresh players do not get injured as easily as fatigued players. And by working this shift, one line offensive and one line defensive, you can come to that end, which is just about perfect, but you've got to have the power. Well, so long for now.
Juan has gathered in some scores from the WCCO newsroom. He'll give them to you in just a moment. But first, attention, out-of-town listeners. How would you like to receive a handy family budget book, free of charge and without obligation? Then write to Twin City Federal Savings and Loan, Minneapolis, and get you a free copy of this budget book by return mail. This book enables you to plan and record your household and personal expenditures, and it's yours for the asking. Twin City Federal wants you people who live outside the Twin City area to know about its convenient plan for saving by mail. So you'll also receive a folder explaining how you can open and maintain a Twin City Federal account for your savings, all by mail. Take advantage of this special Get Acquainted offer. Address your postcard or letter to Twin City Federal Savings and Loan, Minneapolis. The family budget book will be sent to you without charge.
Well, Ed, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to get through the scores or not. Somebody swiped the elevator, but that's a pretty hard thing to do. But somebody did between the newsroom and the fourth floor. So it's quite a hike up, but we have quite a few scores for you. A lot of information. Michigan State, 13, Marquette nothing at the quarter. Michigan leads Navy, 14-0 in the second period, about 7 minutes left of the half. Ohio State and Pittsburgh in a 0-0 first quarter. The same for Penn and Penn State, 0-0, but Penn State is on the ramble. We'll have a further score on that. We just listened in on New York, and they're calling up people all over the country to find out these scores. Army 7, Stanford 0 at the quarter, and Princeton leads Harvard 13-7 at the end of the half. Syracuse 0, Temple 0 at the quarter, Dartmouth 6, Columbia 0. And Bernie Bierman always talks about Halsey Hall talking on Sunday about baseball on football day. But Steve O'Neill has heard that he has been fired as manager of the Detroit Tigers, and could it be that Lou Boudreau would move from Cleveland to Detroit? We don't know. Notre Dame 14, Indiana nothing. There you have it. I'm on the way to the stadium. Goodbye.
Be on hand next Saturday at 1:30 when Twin City Federal Savings and Loan again presents Touchdown Time. And listen again this afternoon right after the game when Twin City Federal will bring you the scoreboard review.
This is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is Don Wilson telling you how to make your floors gleam and glow. Use Gold Seal self-polishing floor wax. It's amazingly easy. Just spread it on and, without rubbing, let it dry to a beautiful luster. Gold Seal self-polishing floor wax. 59 cents a pint.
The Standard Oil Company brings you a play-by-play description of today's football game between the University of Minnesota and Purdue.